Every Tuesday morning, we get the opportunity to swing down to New Orleans, check in with Jeff Carrere, who joins us right now. Jeff, how's it going, man?
Hey, good morning, Brian.
Good morning. We got a lot to cover in the session, but I would be remiss if I didn't start with a story that garnered national headlines yesterday morning, or Sunday night into yesterday morning. Give me the local version of what went down with this this Leon Ruffin who pepper-jacked the JPSO and stole their unit.
Well, it's a very, very disturbing situation. I mean, we're talking about a murderer.
Yeah.
Who had been faking some sort of medical issue and was, taken to the hospital. And he faked a seizure. And as the deputy was going around to check on him, he wound up charging her and was able to take her vehicle and pepper spray that she had. And she fired some shots trying to stop him, but was not able to. And he has been on the loose now. And this happened, if I'm not mistaken, Sunday evening. Yeah. So we're now, Tuesday morning. He still hasn't been found. This is a guy who is 270 pounds. He was being transported by a female deputy, which is an incredible mistake. I mean, he should have had, a number of officers with him. And, now they're worried about, where he could be. You got the state police, you got the FBI, you got JPSO, you probably got the NLPD helping with this. Mm-hmm. So still no Leon Ruffin.
So the unit was found over in Algiers, if I'm not mistaken. They found the car.
Yeah, they found it abandoned there about 9:30. So about 3 hours later, they found the unit, but they haven't found him.
And also, she still had her pepper spray on her. So do they know where he got his pepper spray from?
She pepper sprayed the deputy. Then he charged at her and stole the unit. So, who knows what else is in the unit that he stole. So he's got access to all of that. But then, of course, he abandoned it, took what he needed, and left it. So this raises a lot of questions. JPSO, the sheriff, Joe Lepinto, has a good reputation and is considered to be top-notch, but, they're going to have to look at their procedures after this. It's been criticized by others,
Yeah. Yeah, this is one that's going to open up a lot of discussion about
the questions are, was he given a handcuff key? Is there, somebody on the inside that he was working with? Why wasn't more caution used? Why weren't more deputies used in transporting him? He had a violent past. He was a convicted felon, murdered someone just a few months ago. So anyway, the hunt right now is on for him. And, I guess he really could be anywhere.
Yeah, no, at this point, yeah. He could physically have made his way to anywhere. Definitely, if I'm dropping that car in Algiers, I'm not staying in Algiers, to be sure. We're talking with Jeff Carrere. We're talking with Jeff Carrere, host of Ringside Politics down in New Orleans. All right, Jeff, let's move over to the session. One of the bigger bills, or one of the more popular bills making its way through the process right now, is by State Senator Blake Miguez, and it involves constitutional carry. And it looks like it's just breezing through the process and has no reason to change, because it's going to have the votes and it's going to have the governor's signature. But I was reading a column in The Advocate over the weekend talking about how there is opposition in New Orleans to this bill, specifically because of Bourbon Street. And I think that's an intriguing situation, because whether you've got constitutional carry or not, you can't carry inside of a bar. Bourbon Street, while out in the open in a public space, I think we all would argue is kind of a gray area there. You've got to-go drinks. Isn't outside still the bar?
Bourbon Street is the entire French Quarter really is one, where you have plenty of drinking going on and bars and congregation of people. And it is always, certainly during Mardi Gras and Jazz Fest, pretty crowded.
Yeah.
And we've seen more crime there. I mean, there have been a lot of shootings there over the years, and that's why in the past we've had state police, you know, help there in the French Quarter, and yeah, that's why the governor is talking about a permanent, state police presence that not just focuses on the Quarter though, but in other areas of New Orleans. But yeah, I mean, the French Quarter is the jewel. I mean, you got to have a safe French Quarter for tourists to keep coming.
Right. Right. So what does that mean from a constitutional carry standpoint? And this is where the argument gets murky. Would you be in favor of a carve out for that? Or are you of the opinion that says, hey, it's the Constitution on every street, not just Bourbon?
Yeah, I think I'm of the latter. I understand where people are coming from. You've got some that want to delay this like 2 years. You've got some that want to have a carve out for Bourbon Street because of the environment there. We do know that the criminals aren't going to be concerned. They're going to be carrying. So, you know, if you do have constitutional carry, theoretically, I mean, you could have innocent people that are also armed and able to protect themselves, because certainly, criminals don't care about the carve out. I do think if you have more of a police presence down there, that's going to also help make sure that we don't have the rampant crime that we've been seeing in New Orleans and on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
And things are going in the right direction, Brian. We've had a little bit of a decline last year. We've had continued to have a decline this year. So things are, you know, moving in the right direction under the new superintendent. So, you know, maybe we don't have the absolute crisis that we've had in the past. I still like what the session is all about. I mean, I still like to focus on crime, and I do like the governor's focus on New Orleans. But Bourbon Street's part of the city that is incredibly overrun with crime, and one of the arguments is this will help level the playing field if you have constitutional carry between law-abiding citizens and criminals.
Yeah, I just it's that mix, because they're not allowed. You're not going to have constitutional carry inside the bar anyway. And that's the
right
part that is that's sticking with me. That I love the conversation because it's so gray.
And parades, you know, are some places.
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
College campuses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, the rest of the French Quarter, fine, because that's not 100% bars. It's the how many people that are on the street. It's would you be able to constitutionally carry at Jazz Fest or French Quarter Fest? That's not a parade.
Right. Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, well, then that puts Bourbon Street back in, because Bourbon Street is basically a perpetual festival.
Right.
So,
well, then the side streets are too. I mean, St. Peter, I mean, you know, where Pat O'Brien's is. I mean, you look at where the Dungeon is. I mean, there are bars everywhere. I mean, that are not also on Bourbon Street. I mean, it's all over the French Quarter. I understand where they're coming from. But I think, the governor's, if I'm not mistaken, not in favor of a carve out.
No, he's not.
So, yeah.
No, I don't think at the end of the day, I don't think it's going to happen. I just think it's a different spot, a different part of the conversation. And,
but let's face it. I mean, the officials in New Orleans are against the whole thing. I mean, they're against the entire bill, the entire legislation. The ones that I've talked to.
Yeah, and there's been a traditional sounding off of, you know, when they roll up, when officers roll up, they don't need to have to take the time to decipher who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. So that's always been the argument. Although that argument isn't coming from outside of New Orleans anymore, it's narrowed itself down a good bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is the different dynamic that we have now, which is really interesting to see, a new governor, a new legislature deal with some of these issues. Now, I'm also going to be following today, what goes on with the bill to, redo the Supreme Court districts.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was approved overwhelmingly in the House. Now it goes before the Senate, Governmental Affairs Committee, and your area gets completely eviscerated in this bill.
Yeah,
Baton Rouge area.
Again, just like it did in the congressional map, which I still believe is going to get thrown out.
I do too.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to hold up in court. In the meanwhile, he is Jeff Carrere, host of Ringside Politics, joins us every Tuesday. Jeff, you bring up bars that are off Bourbon Street, and instantly my mind went to Flamin' Dr. Peppers at the Gold Mine. So that's going to be in my head the rest of the day. I appreciate it.
All right, my friend.
We'll talk to you next week. He's Jeff Carrere, host of Ringside Politics.